Hey, good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you making us a part of your day. In today's episode, we catch up with Todd Bailey. Mr. Bailey has dealt with chronic pain his entire adult life, starting all the way back in high school sports injuries and eventually leading to over 20 orthopedic surgeries. Constant pain not only restricted his physical activities, but also prevented him from enjoying many things that he loved to do in life. And as we all know, prescription as well as over-the-counter medications help for a time, but their benefits are usually short-lived and have a lot of nasty and harsh side effects. So, Todd was introduced to the wonderful world of DMSO, the solution which addresses so many concerns that people have with chronic pain. And in today's episode, we're going to introduce you to Todd Bailey and his company, Herbal Manna. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Dan Young, here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I got a very special guest on with me today, Mr. Todd Bailey. Todd, say hello to our listeners, please.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Dan. This is great. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you and I have a lot to discuss in a short period of time. In fact, we could probably make a series out of this, of all the things that you have to offer our listeners in the area of the things that you've discovered that work and work well and work consistently in the area of chronic pain resources that really do get great results. And before we dive into the meat of the subject, let's kick off by just sharing with our listeners, you know, what was it that got you on this path? I know because if they listened to the intro, they kind of got some of your bio, but please take a moment or two and really introduce yourself to our listeners and why you're doing what you're doing with these resources.
All right, thanks. I had a pretty long journey to get here. I did not get a doctorate like in naturopathic medicine. I got a Juris doctorate, so I do have a doctorate, wrong kind. Like a law degree,
okay,
which does not lend itself to natural medicine. But I got here out of necessity. My story starts all the way back as a sophomore in high school. Last day of two-a-day practices, going out for a pass, planted, turned, and my kneecap went off the side of my knee and stuck. Injury number one, nothing tore. Not then, anyway. That wasn't until the Christmas basketball trip. Then I tore ligaments, and in the spring, I had surgery. My first of many surgeries. A couple years later, I wanted to play basketball my senior year. I had already re-injured that knee. A doctor that I was working with, a well-known doctor, gave me some drugs so that I could play. And I felt great, and I played until about midway through January of my senior year. I had a reaction to the drugs, and I had to go off the drugs. And then we realized I had made a mess. I finished out the year, had surgery again, spring of my senior year. By that time, I had chewed a hole in the cartilage under my kneecap. And the doc said, oh, by the way, your patella is flat. It doesn't fit into that nice groove on the head of the femur. And I had a hole by then already the size of a quarter in that cartilage. So I was already a candidate for some kind of knee replacement of some sort at age 18. We knew it was coming. Over the course of the next couple of decades, I tallied up quite a few surgeries, ended up with 20 orthopedic surgeries.
20?
20. Yeah, 20. Some bad genes, bad luck, bad judgment. Parts of me just weren't put together well, and then some were because of that original injury where I wasn't treated well and I was given drugs. And over the course of my college years and after that, whenever I could get a hold of prescription medications, doctors were happy to prescribe. Then I would use over-the-counter medications, then I would use one until I would get a reaction. Something inside would hurt, or I would pass blood, or something nasty would be going on. So of course I didn't stop. I just switched medications because that's what I was told to do. That was the modality that was recommended. Like this morning, I was just tallying up the kinds of drugs that I can remember, and I've got about a dozen prescriptions over the years. Until I finally had to have knee replacements. Had a pretty big year about 7 years ago. Knee replacement in January, back surgery in April, knee replacement in December. My wife was already into natural. She was already using essential oils for mood and things, and I could tell some difference. my first real epiphany as far as pain management came after the first knee replacement. The doc gave me a handful of things that I could take, three different opioids and medications, and they were outstanding for about an hour. With knee replacement, they cut parts of your bones off, glue parts in, and it's pretty traumatic. And sleep was a challenge, but I could sleep for about an hour, but then I couldn't take the meds again for about another 5 hours. That wasn't going to work. My wife put on some cream on my feet instead. So we skipped one of the rounds of meds, rubbed on some cream that she had made up with frankincense and wintergreen. And I would get 3 to 4 hours of pain relief. It was pretty profound. The light was finally coming on. She had been preaching natural. My chiropractor had been preaching natural. And I didn't quite get the power behind doing things the right way. I would not have thought a little cream and a couple of essential oils would give me that much relief and not cost me my internal organs over the years. Mm-hmm. So that was the epiphany that really led to what we do now, which is herbal mana, where we work with folks that have chronic conditions, chronic pain, ranging from arthritis and bad joints, kinds of things that I've done. But we also do a lot for the fibromyalgia crowd, others that are just struggling with chronic conditions. I had the good fortune of having a brilliant son. He's our middle child, and he's a bit of a lab rat, as well as an amazing online marketer. On the lab rat side, he spent time at Utah State University, and as a side gig, he worked in a spider DNA lab, where he learned a lot about concocting and blending and mixing. And with his knowledge and my need, Herbal Mono was born. And to date, it's been pretty amazing. I don't know how many sales. I know we've had hundreds of thousands of sales. Just on our Shopify site, our normal website, we have over 2,000 reviews from customers. So things are rolling. And there's a tremendous need in this space, a real need for some of these chronic conditions. And it's not being handled well by allopathic medicine. The mainstream medicine is not getting folks relief. Or if they do, it comes at a heck of a cost.
Yep. Yeah, you mentioned earlier about the pharmaceutical model being, you know, in your words, short-lived with harsh side effects that produced future harm in the body. So the other thing too, and you touched on it, which reminded me historically, the very first drug that was ever produced by the AMA or recognized by the AMA and used as a pharmaceutical was a pain drug. Did you know that? That's the very first drug that ever was introduced in 1875, 1874, right in that arena of time. The very first medication that came out was a pain suppressing type drug. So, you know, what you've touched on and what you guys are embarking on is clearly one of those things that nobody that I know wants to experience, and that's chronic pain.
Yep. Yeah, one of the challenges we have with our folks is they're really frustrated. Our customers are just frustrated, and they're looking for help. And at times they are just amazed that something actually works, and it works without those nasty side effects that we're all trying to avoid.
Yes.
And a lot, even it goes a little deeper. The emotional side is pretty rough on some of our chronic pain folks, where sometimes the chronic pain is not even properly acknowledged. And I can tell you that comes with an emotional cost, especially when we drift into fibromyalgia. I know it's kind of a catch-all for quite a few symptoms, and at times the mainstream medical folks don't really pinpoint causes. You just kind of end up in that grouping.
Yes.
And in addition to the pain, the discomfort, the lost sleep, on top of that, you get doubt and denial, and you're really subjected to an additional emotional load. And it's awful to see, and I get it. I understand the cost.
Yeah. You know, clearly your herbal mana was born out of your objectives for you personally, which is amazing. And those are the stories I love the most. Certainly reminds me of how we started doing what we do in life. But let's dive into the resource itself. What resource are you providing people? Because I love what you describe yourself as the CEO qualified to serve as the chief product tester.
Well, we do say that nothing we have is animal tested. It's all Todd tested. I am uniquely qualified. In fact, Michael is, we've been on site together for a while, and he's coming up with a couple new formulas. He'll test the formula, and then I'll make sure that I aggravate a joint. I've got ways I can do that without too much damage, and then we'll test. So we'll test.
Well, you really do. Talk about a labor of love. Sounds like a painful labor of love on your part.
Yeah, it's painful, but the need is there, so it's worth it.
Okay.
Well, it's worth it to me. It's certainly worth it to our folks, our customers.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of those resources, some of those formulas you guys are working with. I got to dive a little deeper in on like one of your number one things you like to work with.
As far as ingredients, we've got a few things that we are just fans of. One is dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO. And DMSO is a pretty interesting substance. It's interesting because it's natural and it's available, but not widely used. And that's kind of unfortunate. We've known about DMSO for over a century. There was a lot of really good work by Stanley Jacobson in Oregon, Dr. Stanley Jacobs. And he was making great strides, doing a lot of testing. And then the FDA got involved and kind of poo-pooed the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And threw a bit of a wet blanket on DMSO. It was actually, by the time they got involved, widely tested, no side effects, except in one trial with dogs where they were being injected with enormous amounts of DMSO. And there's some thickening of the lenses in the eyes of one of the breeds. After the DMSO was stopped, most of that corrected itself. And that's the one side effect that I can find, and I read widely, on DMSO. One problem DMSO has, at least as far as being widely used, is that it cannot be owned, cannot be patented. It's a naturally occurring substance. So you won't find a pharmaceutical company willing to latch on and use it. In fact, they fight pretty vigorously against its use. But it's interesting because they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. The FDA says, can't use it, not supposed to use it. Pharmaceuticals say, we will not embrace it. And they use it every single day. If you go to PubMed, which is where I like to do a lot of my reading, PubMed is where you can find a lot of peer-reviewed studies. And you can find not a few references to DMSO, thousands of references to DMSO. A few of those are actually testing DMSO. Others are using DMSO in a variety of tests. It's a great way to carry substances into the body. It's a great carrier. And it's also phenomenal for some things like preserving tissue. If you need to have an organ transplant and you need to move that heart or lungs that you're moving, that is bathed in DMSO. DMSO is used every day, thousands of times every day, FDA approved, and yet we're not supposed to believe that it's FDA approved. It's just an interesting thing they're trying to do with the messages they send. But again, I might be a little cynical, but I think a lot of it comes down to the dollars involved. You can't own it, can't patent it, because it's a naturally occurring substance. So we get into this tension that occurs. But despite that, there are a lot of folks that are using DMSO, and to great effect.
You know, you mentioned something about the PubMed research that you do and the thousands of articles on this particular substance. The PubMed resource database, as you already know, gets about 7,000 submissions a day. Not all are posted, but they get that many submissions in hopes it'll be posted. And one of the things from a natural realm perspective, working in the natural field of holistic medicine and rather than the drug model, is that if you're ever taken to court, the only articles recognized in a court case with nutrition has to be from PubMed. I didn't know. So my book that I wrote, that I will share with you later as a gift to you for me for being my guest, that book is filled with what's referred to as anecdotal science, meaning that if I can duplicate it maybe hundreds or even thousands of times with people, but it's not admissible in court unless it's been published or an abstract publication in PubMed. Most people aren't aware of that. So you can write a wonderful book on a subject, but unless it's actually been recognized and published at PubMed, it can't be admitted as evidence in court.
Interesting.
Yeah. I find
there
that
there is. There's a lot of effort put into fighting against the non-mainstream science. If you don't fit the mainstream model, the pharmaceutical model,
yep,
there's a pretty good effort against whatever you're trying to accomplish.
That's true.
And at the same time, there are a lot of faux sites, fake sites that look like they're official. And I know how some of those work. if you read the fine print on some of those, you'll find that a lot of those are sponsored by the drug companies. You've got like WebMD. Pick on that one. Actually, I'd love to pick on that one. WebMD looks very official.
Yes.
It looks very proper. But you read the fine print and you find that it's sponsored by the pharmaceutical companies.
Yep.
And yet they claim to be independent. You can only be so independent when you chase the dollars.
Yes, that is so true.
And that one does look good. That's a great example of a faux site, in my opinion.
Yeah. So your particular herbal manna formula and use of the DMSO, are you using DMSO in your formula as just the amplifying agent for absorption only? Because you've mentioned in and of itself, it seems to have some very recognizable healing properties. So then you're adding some other ingredients that you folks have developed, obviously, to go with that. Can you speak to both of those a little bit?
Absolutely. DMSO by itself is pretty amazing. I've known about it since I was a kid, because I saw it at the feed store where you go to buy your horse supplies. That's not the stuff you want to use, by the way. It's pretty good. And I have had buddies that have used it, and to great effect. But what you really want is pharmaceutical grade, 99.995% pure. And that's what we use in our formulations. Takes a bit to find it, but it can be found. There are even some sales online where you can find good quality DMSO. DMSO by itself is pretty extraordinary. By itself, it's a potent anti-inflammatory. And it does that in part by binding with free radicals. It'll actually bind with them and then you excrete them. So you're taking the little buggers out that cause a lot of the tissue damage to start with and getting ahead of the problem. It also tamps down some of the pain signaling involved in the nerves. So you get pain relief from the DMSO itself. Now, the only downside of DMSO is it's kind of potent. If you put it on 100% just straight DMSO, it is irritating because DMSO likes to draw water. So if I put some on my skin, I'm going to feel some intense itching and irritation like I would get with extreme dryness in my skin, because that's exactly what I'm creating, because it wants to pull water. In fact, if you leave DMSO open, the container open, it'll draw moisture out of the air. And the byproduct is kind of a garlicky smell. If you get some of that water in with the DMSO, now it's still fine, it's good to use, but you just have to be aware that you're going to have some garlicky kind of smell. So on the skin, DMSO by itself is great, and the absorption is phenomenal. It increases cell wall permeability, so it goes in, but that means you have to use DMSO with just a bit of caution. If I'm going to put DMSO on my knee, I'm going to want to make sure that my knee is clean. Because whatever's on the surface is going to go in. So if I've got essential oils, that's great. I can push the essential oils in. If I have motor oil, well, that's going in too. So I want to be certain that I clean the area really well. And with that in mind, there are some things I can combine with DMSO. There are some essential oils that work well when they penetrate well. One of my favorites is frankincense, followed closely by wintergreen. If they can get into tissue, they can affect the tissue in profound ways, but they do need to be absorbed well. So we'll combine with certain essential oils, depending on what we're trying to do. Overall, frankincense is fabulous for most of the conditions that our people face, that our customers face. But then some need a little different formulation. We have one product that's our Alpha Warrior that is particularly good for muscle and joint pain. And another formulation with different essential oils, a few different ingredients for a broader nerve pain need that you might face with fibromyalgia. So it really depends on what we're trying to affect and how we're trying to help. But at any rate, whatever you combine with the DMSO, it's going to go in. It's going to get absorbed. And it's fantastic. The relief from DMSO alone is great. Even if you just take DMSO and combine it with some aloe vera, just to slow it down and provide a little extra moisture to avoid some of the irritation. That by itself is a great combination, but you can do a little better. You can add a few more things to it.
You know, we were talking just before we went on the air about, you know, I grew up on a horse ranch. You know, I was a past farrier, you know, and in 1990, we were using DMSO a lot, tremendous with the horses. You get a bowed tendon, right? You get some soreness from you know, saddle sore or muscle soreness. I remember doing exactly what you said. We'd wash the area thoroughly. not using soap, but just a lot, you know, in the hot water, really scrubbing the tissue, removing any of the sweat, removing any of the other things that they, you know, that they may have been exposed to. And then with rubber gloves, and we may have did it wrong, you'll correct me, but this was, you know, this was a few years ago, but we would use that and we would massage that DMSO into that area. And here's the thing I found fascinating, even with wearing gloves, the absorption of that into our skin, you would get a fish taste in your mouth.
Yeah, that kind of garlicky, fishy taste, because it's absorbed very, very quickly and it goes through your system. Now, in your case, you were using more of an industrial grade because it's coming from the horse supply store.
Yep.
So you have a little bit more water typically. That's typically the extra contaminant, we'll say. And that produces a little bit more of a garlic smell and more of a garlic taste. And you can feel it systemically. You can taste it systemically. Rub it on your feet a couple of minutes later, or like in your case, rub it on your hands a couple of minutes later, you're tasting it.
Yep.
Which is great if you're using a good quality, because it's going in. And you know it's going in because you rub it on your hands, you taste it in your mouth. It went everywhere. It went through your system.
Is your business in a position where you work with other companies to like try to work with their like herbal formulas to combine that into one as a product, or are you focusing strictly on your own resources and you're, you know, obviously you using it on you as the demonstrator of its potency and effectiveness? Is that really the where you're staying in your resource lane, or are you doing this with other companies as well?
Well, we don't pair with other companies that are making products per se.
Okay.
But we pair with other labs, and we pair up quite intimately with certain suppliers because of the kinds of quality that we need. But as far as pairing with other makers of the finished product, we really don't have anybody in our space.
Okay.
We've seen a couple, one in particular, she's actually a naturopath in Canada who does some just skincare kinds of products. And I think she's doing a wonderful thing.
Okay.
And she's a great speaker, a great resource. But as far as other people in our space, nobody goes at it quite as aggressively as we do. We can find others that will put maybe aloe vera with DMSO, or maybe one essential oil with DMSO, but not many that want to look at all of the different topicals that can be helpful for chronic pain. When we look at our creams, we've got over a half dozen things besides the essential oils that help soothe that chronic pain and chronic condition, like hyaluronic acid, for instance, which is really helpful to our folks, really helpful for soothing joints and skin and tissue. And we just don't find many in our space that want to do the more thorough and aggressive formulations, which frankly just take a lot of time, take a lot of effort,
sure,
and some really good lab work to make it all come together.
Yeah, I can understand and see that for sure. Do you, what different products do you have right now? And most importantly, I want to make certain and give you a shameless plug, right? Because I want to make sure that all of our listeners, because interestingly enough, unlike most of my guests, you didn't send me really any information on how people can, you know, get this amazing product for themselves. So if you've got a website or a link that we can share at this point, I'd love to make sure all the listeners have that.
Okay, herbalmana.com. So it's herbalmana.com. That's our main website. You can also find us on Amazon. On that main website, we also have besides the products, a ton of information. We've been producing blog content, for instance, for 5 years. A ton of resources, great information. As far as the products, the product that I use most often, well, actually 2-3 times a day, Alpha Warrior. It's a DMSO-based product with essential oils. And it's a formulation that's great if you're active, you're an athlete, weekend warrior, or you're just getting arthritic conditions, so joints and muscles. DMSO gel is actually our best seller, a different product, and that's a straightforward formulation. It's DMSO, aloe vera, frankincense, and then a gel. And that we can hardly keep in stock.
Yeah.
We sell thousands a month.
Yeah.
Warrior is our product that's formulated in particular for fibromyalgia. A lot of the same muscle and joint issues. We have a lot of the same ingredients, but then we have to go further with certain essential oils and other things that settle the nervous system and help settle the body down from the storm or the plague that comes with the flare-ups. And then Royal Warrior, that's our last of the main four products. It's a frankincense-based, but also has the same same creams you'd find like an Alpha Warrior. We put a crazy amount of variety of things in. So we've got black seed oil, castor oil, DMSO, hyaluronic acid, magnesium, everything that is needed to settle the system. And then for Alpha Warrior, Inner Warrior, and Royal Warrior, the Warrior guys, we also have CBD. And excellent. In each our product, a minimum of 5,000 milligrams of CBD, which really moves the needle, really helps to settle the nervous system. And I don't know how much your folks get into the endocannabinoid system. It's truly fascinating to see how important that is to being settled and grounded, especially when you've been frazzled and you get frazzled with some of these chronic conditions. This chronic yes. pain takes a toll on the nervous system, and the CBD helps. One problem with topical CBD is not well absorbed.
Mm.
Its absorption is mediocre, and then I see some formulations that will take the CBD and put it in a heavy wax, for instance, and then you rub it on and it's not going very deep. It's not much is going to get absorbed. We need to pair that with DMSO so it goes in. We need that to be absorbed. We need that to be affecting the system.
Okay.
Our product we're launching just next week, a little more straightforward. It's a hemp DMSO product, which will be CBD and DMSO and then a coconut oil for a carrier. Very straightforward, and every drop will have 10 milligrams of CBD, every drop in its little dropper bottle.
And obviously and every one of these are topical. Topical only?
All topical. Yeah, all topical. Yeah, we're not sure about all these ingestibles when we don't really know the patient. I think I get a little concerned, partly because we don't know the patient and partly because of what I see in the ingestible space. We see a lot of haphazard work, and I just don't, well, we'll never go down that path.
Yeah, I understand.
Just doesn't make sense to us.
You know, the interesting thing that you're touching on is something that I face clinically with clients on a regular basis. We can have different types of pain manifestation, right? For example, you mentioned that there's effects on calming of the nerves. So the myelin sheath, the inflammation that can, you know, get involved there. You mentioned the, you know, the soothing of inflammation, alleviating of pain. Talk to me about circulatory related pain. People that suffer from, you know, in our space, obviously, you know, we look at, you know, vitamin A, C, and P factors for healing to pull that inflammation and get better blood flow into that tissue. And to describe this just briefly, when anybody that's held their breath as long as possible, you feel that ache in the lungs, okay? Well, anywhere in the body, if you're getting a lack of oxygenated cells and blood into those cells, then that can produce pain anywhere in the body, actually, and brain pain especially is one of the things that we've I've seen that is really can be tied back to circulation factors. Does this really help with improving circulation as well? Is that one of the things that we see an influence with?
DMSO in particular, it's a vasodilator, among other things. So it can actually get flow to the tissue. And when we have damaged tissue, inflamed tissue, we need to get flow in and we need to get flow out. We need the goodness in, we need the waste to get out. And you know, I grew up thinking ice was the way to treat an injury. If I hurt, I had ice. If I hurt, ice baths even. I was doing that decades ago. And I know now that that's not necessarily going to help me out because I'm constricting that flow of what I need into the joint and the flow of the waste and garbage back out. What I really need is a way to increase that flow so I can increase the rate of healing. And DMSO does that as well.
You know, I'm sorry, let's repeat that.
I said DMSO is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing, all by itself.
I grew up with it when I first saw that, you know, we were going to have an opportunity to talk about it. I was very excited about it because it's one of those things. And I've learned some things today, and I really appreciate it. Like, I did not know that this was not patented, right? I think that is, like you said earlier, that's very downplayed because it is a natural substance.
Yeah, and natural, it actually is the bulk of it comes from trees. It's from the pulping process for trees, but it's also in the atmosphere naturally. It's in seawater naturally. It's a naturally occurring substance. It's in the sulfur family, and can't live without sulfur.
Yep.
So many of our body functions require sulfur. In fact, I take sulfur in multiple forms. I use the DMSO several times a day. I also take MSM several times a day because I need that sulfur content.
If you have somebody that's been told, and I know you're going to love this question, that they are allergic to sulfur-based drugs, we're talking about a different avenue, isn't that correct?
We are. There's sulfur, elemental sulfur. If you're allergic to elemental sulfur, you're actually not going to be among the living.
Yeah.
Because elemental sulfur is throughout the body. I think it's the number 8 element in the body, if I remember my reading correctly. There's sulfur, and then there are some relatives, sulfides. And for those, you can have a strong histamine reaction. And we don't see that with DMSO. I have heard anecdotally of one incident, but I cannot find any written study showing or even an authoritative source saying somebody reacted to DMSO and had a histamine reaction
to DMSO. Yep.
But sulfa drugs, absolutely. Sulfites. Yeah, but I have to watch that.
Yep.
Shampoos, the preservatives in foods. So we want to keep those separate.
You know what? In all the years that you've been doing this and evaluating people's responses and the results that you're seeing, can you share with our listeners maybe just one or two generic, maybe, comments or reviews that you've received? I know you've received over 2,000 positive reviews for your site and for your product. But can you share a couple, maybe just off the top of the head, that were really quite extraordinary in the minds of your clients?
Hey, I saw one just this week. We had somebody who's an Army vet and a nurse.
Mm.
And she was having knee problems, advanced arthritis. It was getting to be a chore for her to do anything. She would take a walk and her knees would feel like they went through a meat grinder. And I can relate to that. Absolutely relate to that. If you turn back the clock a half dozen years before I got really into the DMSO. And she was astounded. She was reporting relief in the first day. She did not claim a complete reversal of her condition, but she felt a reduction in pain. And over the next couple of weeks, she got some pretty profound relief. And we've seen that over and over. The only thing that concerns me is when the customer gets the product in the morning and by the afternoon they've called and said, it's not working. It hasn't fixed my 10 years of chronic pain by noon.
Yeah, yeah.
It does take a little time, even though the DMSO by itself will inhibit the sensation of pain. It'll be a small reduction at first, and then you still have to heal the tissue.
Yes.
But we get all kinds of reports of folks with long-term chronic conditions. And we even have a few videos, tearful videos of fibromyalgia patients because they get this overall body ache. And it's kind of a storm of their nervous system. And they report some just profound relief.
Yeah.
They feel like they're getting their lives back.
Yeah.
Know that fibromyalgia has some deep-rooted causes. We can take care of the storm. We can take care of that initial settling.
Yes.
And that might be our most faithful following. I did not think that would occur.
Yeah.
In fact, when my son Michael wanted to pursue that crowd, I thought, goodness, does anybody have fibromyalgia? I hear about it occasionally, but once we started looking, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Big crowd, not very well attended to. Certainly not served by mainstream medicine.
Yeah, that's true. That's so very true.
And that's gratifying. I like seeing those reviews. We're getting reviews every couple of days. We get more positive reviews, and it's pretty exciting to see.
Yeah, when you talk about the lady who gets a hold of you and says, well, I tried your product 10 minutes ago, and I'm still having pain, Todd. What am I going to do about this? You know, it's expectation management is always a fun game to play.
Yeah, we can typically talk them back from the ledge. They just have to understand chronic means you've had it for a while, and it might take a few days.
Well, and one of the things that we share with people, too, is that, you know, the nutrition and natural approaches to restoration of performance is based on understanding a couple of factors taking place. One is, when a chronic pain case, you've got firemen and carpenters, okay? You got to let the firemen stay on scene long enough to bring things down so then the carpenters can do their job. You never send a carpenter into a burning building, okay? It's just not going to work out well. And so that's one of the ways that we try to share with people, especially when you're dealing with something that is the number one and number two, pain or insomnia. Those are the two conditions that people cannot heal in. So you can take all these resources, diet, nutrition, supplements, topicals, internals, whatever, but if you're in a state of chronic pain or in a state of insomnia, which, by the way, pain was going to lead to insomnia, so there you go, you're not in a state of being able to accept healing. We're doing more crisis management. And so people just need to understand that it's going to take time.
Yep. It does take time to get it right. Yeah. And I was down that path, that the fireman and carpenter. That's how I felt at times working with my regular physician folks. I have a symptom, there must be a pill. I have a need, always gotcha. But it was rare to find somebody who would chase the symptom to the cause. In fact, I really didn't get that until I got out of normal medicine into a naturopath that I work with regularly. Mm-hmm. Chase causes, and it's much more effective, much more helpful to me.
100%.
I've been helped than I've been in years. Yeah. She's awesome.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm so glad that you put together this, you know, these resources based on your own personal objectives of getting your own health restored. And you clearly, Herbal Manna is demonstrating an amazing resource available to people. Again, we want to point our listeners to the herbalmanna.com website, herbalmanna.com. Check out their line of products, check out their resources, check out the blog, and all the data that you've been able to produce for people. You know, Todd, as we get ready to wrap this up for this segment, and promise me we'll do it again, because I think we got a lot more we can certainly share, but this is a wonderful door opener. What words of encouragement, you know, coming from your experience, over 20 surgeries, a lifelong pain concerns that have now been alleviated, what words of encouragement or a pearl of wisdom would you like to share with our listeners as we get ready to wrap this up?
I'd like folks to take their health a little more seriously and spend the time it takes to figure out how things work. Work with somebody who will find those causes. Work with somebody who will get the labs or the data to really figure out what you need. If your solution is a pill, it's probably not working. Yeah. In fact, I've got a lot of physician buddies, and I kind of chide them a little bit. I say they've got the four P's of practice. Hope, prod, prescribe, and push them out the door when it comes to patients. Those poor folks, they don't really have the satisfaction of the work like they used to, because they don't get the time to really practice the art of medicine.
That's so true.
So get with somebody who practices the art.
Thank you so much, Todd. I really appreciate it. Wise words, and let's do this again in the near future.
I'd love that. Thanks, Dan.
For Todd Bailey, this is Dan Young signing off for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you again, as always, for making us a part of your day. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.